This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. After 2 days of deadlock, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives will try again Thursday to agree on who should be the next Speaker of the House after Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed for 2 days in his bid to lead the body. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy has now lost six attempts to become Speaker. 20 conservatives are challenging his leadership, including Pennsylvania Scott Perry.
We must take a new path.
The holdouts appear intent on waiting out McCarthy, who himself is determined to persuade enough of them to back him and end a stalemate unseen in a century. McCarthy said last night there's been a lot of progress, but both sides are urging him to either find the votes he needs or step aside. Since the House cannot fully open without a speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Pope Benedict XVI was laid to rest at the Vatican Thursday in a funeral attended by thousands. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Pope Francis presided at the funeral of former Pope Benedict on Thursday, giving an homily that compared his predecessor to Jesus before tens of thousands of mourners at St. Peter's Square. Benedict's death on Saturday ended an unusual decade of the former and present Pope living side by side in the Vatican. Benedict shocked the world by resigning nearly a decade ago, the first Pope to do so in 600 years instead of reigning for life, but he remained a hero to Catholic conservatives. As pallbearers carried the coffin away, cries of Santo Subito, or Saint Now, arose from the crowds. People from all over the world, many from Benedict's native Germany, had arrived overnight to say farewell. Clergy, thousands of faithful, and just a handful of world leaders.
This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Emergencies Director, Michael Ryan, is warning China's official statistics are underrepresenting the true impact of its current COVID-19 outbreak. Speaking to reporters Wednesday in Geneva via video link, Ryan said he understands the difficulties nations may face in gathering accurate COVID-19 data.
We know there are difficulties in all countries very often in recording hospital-related admissions and use of ICU facilities. But again, we believe that the current numbers being published from China underrepresent the true impact of the disease in terms of hospital admissions, in terms of ICU admissions, and particularly in terms of deaths.
The WHO official's comments come amid growing concern over China's steep rise in COVID-19 infections since Beijing last month abruptly lifted more than 2 years of hardline restrictions, with hospitals and crematoriums quickly overwhelmed. A doctoral student accused in the slayings of four University of Idaho students is back in the western U.S. state after being extradited from Pennsylvania. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Brian Koberger was flown by Pennsylvania State Police to a small regional airport near the Idaho border and handed over to local authorities Wednesday evening. Koberger, a doctoral student at Washington State University, was arrested at his parents' home last week in eastern Pennsylvania and agreed to be extradited to Idaho. The 28-year-old's attorney says his client is eager to be exonerated. Police have released few details about the investigation into the November 13th stabbings at a rental home near the University of Idaho campus, and there's a gag order on attorneys, law enforcement, and other officials. I'm Donna Warder.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church is calling for a 36-hour Christmas ceasefire in Ukraine at the end of this week, but his appeal Thursday looked unlikely to bring any breakthrough in halting the war that began last February with Russia's invasion. Moscow Patriarch Kirill suggested a truce from noon Friday through midnight Saturday. The Russian Orthodox Church, which uses the ancient Julian calendar, celebrates Christmas on January 7th, that's 13 days later than the Gregorian calendar. The truce proposed received only cursory attention from Ukrainian officials. The Kremlin recalled its conditions for peace talks, which are unpalatable for Kyiv. Afghan's Taliban said Thursday their special forces have killed 11 Islamic State group operatives and captured seven others in overnight raids against the group's hideouts in Kabul and elsewhere in the country. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid claimed in a statement the militants had played a central role in organizing recent attacks in the Afghan capital, including a deadly raid on a hotel housing Chinese nationals. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.